Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to the San Francisco 49ers Extra Podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring former 49ers quarterback Steve Bono.
You don't have anything. You can't escape. Take the sack, live to play another down, and move on.
49ers Extra is brought to you by TPC Harding Park, the only public golf course in San Francisco offering golfers the opportunity to play where the pros play, in the home of the 2020 PGA Championship. We're also brought to you by Wine Tasting Driver. Planning a trip to wine country? Do it the safe way and hire a driver from Wine Tasting Driver. We're also brought to you by Kane's Tire in San Rafael, the lowest prices in Marin County for over 60 years. Coming up, we'll talk to Steve about the 49ers' 36-9 win over the New York Giants. The Niners are now 2-1. But first, I want to tell you about my favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. It was an awesome PGA Championship at TPC Harding Park in San Francisco, won by Colin Morikawa. We'll always remember the shot he hit on the 16th hole. And now the course is open to the public. And if you're a resident of San Francisco, visit TPC Harding Park and purchase your 2-year resident card, giving you immediate savings on golf and other programs at the park. Cut your green fees in half by purchasing your card today. Visit www.tpc.com/Harding Park for more information. Well, Steve, the 49ers now 2-1 after two wins in New Jersey, and man, they were different because that win against the Jets, it didn't feel so good. I mean, it really felt sort of bad when you had all those injuries, but this win against the Giants, it's a feel-good win. You had so many different players that contributed that you didn't expect, and you go ahead and play great in the second half against the Giants. So what were your emotions about this week's win?
I thought it was really good. It was definitely a feel good win. A lot of people played well. A lot of people that you weren't expecting to be playing, but obviously had to step in for injuries from last week. I think a really good sign that you do have depth, which makes you a good team. I think Kyle knew that. He alluded to that last week. Mullins played extremely well, distributed the ball to, I don't know, 10 guys, 10 different guys, 11 different guys. Some of the young guys, Hyder played well. I mean, the rookie played well. You know, it was good football, even though the Giants were awful.
Yeah, no, they're not a good team. There's no doubt about that. But, I mean, to not have a punt for the first time since 1993 for the Niners, that tells you something.
And I was part of that game.
Really?
I was part of that game in 93 when we didn't punt. And there was one punt, if I remember correctly, it was against the Bills. And there was one punt in the whole game, and there was 12, if I remember correctly, 1,200 yards of offense.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was the Bills. I'm pretty sure it was the Bills at Candlestick, and I think there was one punt in the whole game.
Man, I mean, that must have been what, Jim Kelly for the Bills, and
it was Jim Kelly and Steve.
And Steve Young.
Steve Young.
Wow.
Yeah. And I think it was like a 42-35, 42-38 kind of game.
Man.
Yeah.
I'll have to go back and look at that.
I meant to look it up after seeing that stat on television during the game.
Yeah, no turnovers too. That's the other thing.
Yeah, no turnovers. It was good football on the part of the Niners. On the part of the Giants, I was kind of just honestly, and I like Jason Garrett, kind of disappointed that he didn't seem to be helping Daniel Jones at all. I mean, somebody's not. I mean, that just, I think the kid's pretty good, but like, help the kid get in some rhythm. I mean,
yeah, it was a tough game.
I don't know. It just was not good.
No, tough game for him. You know, you mentioned Nick Mullins playing well, and the numbers are really good too. 25 of 36, 343 yards and a touchdown. And, you know, you mentioned Steve Young and his name in that game back in 93. Well, how about the fact that Mullins now has thrown for at least 220 yards in each of his 9 career starts, and that equals the longest such streak in 49ers history set by Joe Montana back in 85 and 86. Wow. So Mullins has his name next to Montana right now for something.
Nice. Good for him. Yeah, he, you know, we talked about it last week that I think he's obviously mentally prepared. I think he managed the game well, and he distributes the ball really well. I mean, I think it was 10, at least I think they mentioned 10 guys had caught a ball from him.
Yeah, that's true. Right, it was 10.
During the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's just, you know, that's good on Kyle's part. That's good on Mullen's part. I mean, that's depth. I mean, that's, you know, moving the ball around, spreading the wealth.
Yeah, I mean, this guy was ready for this. You could tell. I mean, he handles the pressure well. You know, obviously he studies a lot, and he's, yep, you know, able to, you know what's going on with the defense. And there's no hesitation, Steve. I mean, that's the thing I noticed, that you see that with some quarterbacks. To me, that there was no hesitation with Nick.
No, there was no hesitation. I would say that, and he I thought he started – I'll say he started slow. That's not the right word. I think in the beginning his reads were not great, and he was trying to stick a couple in where had he read it correctly, he wouldn't have gone there. He would have gone to, you know, the guy on the outside or the guy on the inside or the second option. I thought he made a few throws early that he didn't read properly, but he improved on it, and that's all you can ask, and improve vastly on it quickly.
And I know he doesn't have the best arm of a quarterback in the NFL, but he seems to make up for it with, you know, the good footwork and the good touch that he has. What do you think?
And the footwork, the touch, and the anticipation was really good toward the in the second half of the game. I mean, there's a ball he throws down the middle, I want to say early in the second quarter, early in the second half, I mean. Don't remember exactly who it was to, maybe. Yeah, I'm not sure. But really well anticipated, good ball. Yeah, he played well. There's played really well.
Well, it seemed to me, Steve, like he had a really good chemistry going with Kendrick Bourne and the rookie, Brandon Ayuk. And a lot of those passes over the middle, those slants, those crossing patterns, I mean, those passes seemed to be easy for him. And both the receiver and the quarterback seemed to love that. What did you think?
They did. They got into more of a rhythm of quicker passes, single kind of, you know, like an inside guy going inside, and, you know, if a linebacker goes with him, then throw the outside guy, you know, kind of a someone running through the zone first to clear it, and then a guy coming into the zone to throw to. More quicker routes in the second half to Kendrick and to Ayuk. I think some of those ones that I was referring to a minute ago as maybe bad reads were a read where, you know, you had a medium depth route that was going in and a shorter route that was going out, that were taking a little bit more development time that I thought Nick was off a little bit with in the beginning. But I don't know, there was more decisiveness and more quicker throws, I thought, in the second half that benefited everyone.
And Steve, I think for the average person, you know, we really don't know what it's like to throw a screen pass, and to watch him throw, there was one of them to Jeff Wilson Jr. on the screen early in the fourth quarter that was a touchdown. I just, the way that he set it up, the timing, the perfect lob pass, all of that, I mean, it may look easy on television, but that's not an easy thing to do, is it?
No, it's not. Screen passes are not, because you're like trying to you get in a bad habit of almost like trying to push it to them, because you're trying to float it over someone and drop it in a bucket. And that was a really interesting screen because it was a fake of a stretch run, you know, kind of a wide zone run to Wilson. And then where Wilson then came out of the fake and then into the screen, you know, in behind the offensive lineman to catch the screen. So I thought that was a really interesting design play to start. And then to be able to put that touch on it was impressive.
49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan had more to say about Nick Mullins.
He's improved in a lot of areas since his first year. But, I mean, Nick has, regardless of his arm strength, he can make every single throw in this that we need him to make. He did a hell of a job of it today. You know, his arm strength with his preparation and everything, and that's why he gets the ball in the right spots, and he doesn't hesitate. When he sees it, he lets it rip. And not only did he execute a lot of stuff today, but he made a number of off-schedule plays too. You know, hitting Jeb McKinnon down on that corner late. I mean, he wasn't in the route on that. They covered everyone real well on the front side, and I don't know if he broke the pocket or not, but he hit a corner down the field late. That was huge. And yeah, Nick was great. I mean, he's very poised. We went on a lot of long drives today, which they're better than not scoring, but you know, the long drives can get a little bit exhausting, especially for me. I don't want to have to call that many plays, but you know, Nick kept his composure. You know, we had a number of penalties, it seemed like, especially on second down. I think they're in the red zone inside the 10. I think it was, I forget which quarter it was, but I know we went on a 116 play drive without a third down. Nick was real impressive on that, just his execution and how consistent he was all day.
Here's what quarterback Nick Mullins said about his play on Sunday.
Felt really confident in my preparation, and Coach Shanahan talks about the buildup. You know, Wednesday you get the game plan, Thursday third downs, and it all builds up to Sunday. And by Sunday, you're just confident as can be, and just approached it, relaxed mindset, ready to go out and execute. And thought we did a really good job as an offense and as of a team. I think the biggest thing, just stay ahead of the chains and convert on third downs. I think early in the first half, we were moving the ball pretty good, but we kind of got some second long situations and had to overcome a lot of stuff to keep it going. And in the second half, those field goals turned to touchdowns, which was huge. And so just to create that rhythm, and there's a lot of team football going on today out there. All 11 guys just working together as a unit.
That's 49ers quarterback Nick Mullins. Coming up, we'll have more 49ers Extra right after this. Planning a trip to wine country? Do it the safe way and hire a driver from Wine Tasting Driver. They're a group of fun-loving, wine-loving people who are social, friendly, and looking to show you around wine country. Whether you're visiting Napa or Sonoma Valley, their guides are here to share knowledge, laughter, and conversations about wine or anything else in between. They're not the stuffy polyester suit-wearing limousine driver that detaches from the group. They are right in the middle of it with you during your car ride, between stops, and of course, available to help throughout the day. From running errands to picking up lunch, they'll make sure you have the best time possible. So give Wine Tasting Driver a call at 707-681-7050. That's 707-681-7050. Or go to winetastingdriver.com.
When it's time for new tires, you want the lowest prices and the best service, don't you? Well, Kane's Tire in Sandersville has you covered on both. Kane's has the lowest prices in Marin County, and they provide the warm and welcoming service that you can only receive from a family-run business. And this is a dependable family business that's been around for 61 years. Voted best of Marin for 35 years in a row, Kane's prices beat Costco's prices every time. Kane's Tire, 1531 4th Street in Santa Fe. Give him a call at 415-453-2942. That's 415-453-2942 for Kane's Tire.
Kyle Shanahan can plug in different players, and he knows their strengths and their weaknesses, and it works out. I mean, look, Jeff Wilson is not much of a runner, but he's a great pass catcher out of the backfield. He runs really good routes. So does McKinnon. We knew that coming in. Those guys were running good routes, and they have good hands.
Yeah, I kind of knew it of Wilson from last year.
Yeah,
obviously we haven't seen We haven't seen McKinnon do it here because he's been hurt for 2 years, but he's very impressive with his hands. I mean, he made a couple really nice catches that were off the mark, but he had good body adjustment for the ball.
Yeah, Ayuk did that too. Ayuk made a nice catch on a ball that was kind of thrown behind him.
Yeah, that's a sign of a good receiver who can tort his body and adjust it to make those kinds of catches. But you don't usually see that in a running back. But I was very impressed with what McKinnon was able to do.
Yeah, and how about the fact that Ayuk, this guy's a rookie, and he looks like he belongs right away, and he kind of looks like Deebo Samuel a little bit from last year. He's not as big as Deebo, but he can carry the ball, too. They handed the ball off to him, and he was able to do some damage in that way, too.
Yeah, and I that's credit to Kyle and the offensive coaches being able to, get him more touches in different ways. Obviously, he runs well with it after the catch because he led the country in yards after the catch last year, I heard them say. So you know that he runs well with it, so give it to him, hand it off to him on a fly sweep or a reverse. And, he was impressive. I'm glad that they got him as involved as they have.
And then for more of the next man up mentality, I mean, you don't have George Kittle. Jordan Reed gets hurt during the game, and now he's going to be out for 6 to 8 weeks, which is really disappointing. A sprained MCL.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, sprained MCL. So he's out 6 to 8 weeks. And then they go to Ross Dwelly, who has improved so much. He just took that spot and ran with it.
He sure did. Made some nice catches. And Dwelly might have been that one. He might have been on the receiving end of that ball that I was talking about, that Mullins floated down the middle on a nice read. Might have been him, but Dwelly, he played well, blocked well, caught the ball well, and obviously they're gonna need that.
We'll have more with former 49ers quarterback Steve Bono right after this. Live in San Francisco and love to play golf? Visit TPC Harding Park and purchase your 2-year resident card, giving you immediate savings on golf and other programs at the park. Cut your green fees in half by purchasing your card today. Visit www.tpc.com/Harding Park for more information.
Hi, I'm Mark McElhone at Kane's Tire in Santa Fe. If you want the lowest prices in Marin and the best service, call us at 453-2942. Kane's Tire, 1531 4th Street, where our prices beat Costco's prices every time.
You go to the defensive side, and you have, you lost two edge rushers. You don't have D Ford for a little bit. We don't know how long, but you have Bosa out for the season. You got Solomon Thomas out for the season. Yet, your top three cornerbacks are out, but yet you don't allow a touchdown. They forced three turnovers. They didn't even allow the Giants to get into the red zone. Like you said, there's troubles there with Daniel Jones, but give credit again to the depth of the 49ers defense.
Yeah. Like I said, Hyder, the young kid, I think he's in his second year, Givens from Penn State, the rookie, I'm drawing a blank on his last name.
Oh, the Javon Kinlaw, he was involved a lot, yeah.
Kinlaw.
Gigantic, yeah.
Those guys, they stepped up really well, I thought.
Yeah.
And then you had two corners that are normally not in there playing.
And Jason Verrett and Dante Johnson, and those guys played really well.
Yep. Played really well. Yeah, they did.
I just think it's amazing. I mean, again, it's the Giants. We keep saying it's the Giants, but these guys stepped up.
It's the Giants. They're not very good, but it is still the NFL, and I'm going to give credit to the Niners that Kyle knew what kind of depth he has. He knows what kind of depth he has. He knows he has a good team, and that's to me, that's the key to a good team.
Yeah, I agree. Having this kind of depth. It was interesting at the end of the first half. I actually texted you. I was watching the game, end of the first half, and McKinnon, he didn't get out of bounds, and that looked like it might be a big mistake at the time. And then Kyle Shanahan elected to kick the field goal there, and I was curious, with 6 seconds, if you'd have time to look into the end zone, or is that too risky of a play? Did he make the right move there to kick the field goal?
I think he did. Yeah, McKinnon made a mistake. There's no question. That's a mistake. You got to get out of bounds there. And especially, I've been critical of Kyle in that situation. He's not been great at calling timeouts. And he actually should have called a timeout before the play to McKinnon, might even been two plays before McKinnon, there was a minute and they wasted like, no, it was actually, it was a minute and a half and they wasted 30 seconds. Had he called, they had all three timeouts. He should have called timeout.
So it's more of that time management again. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And McKinnon, he made a mistake. Got to get out of bounds there.
Yeah.
But no, I didn't think that was a mistake. I thought that was the right call. A play could take at minimum 3 seconds, max five. Yeah, I think that was the right call. Kick field goal.
Yeah, well, that worked out in the end. And then the Giants, they made a decision that really, Coach Judge, I mean, I thought it was curious. It was 4th and 1. They're at their own 30. It's late third quarter. They're down a couple of touchdowns. They went for it, and they did not get the first down. And yeah, that was a killer. I mean, really.
I didn't think that was a mistake, but
because you think you're going to get it, right? I mean, you figure you're going
to
get it.
Exactly. You're getting your ass handed to you. I thought they had to go for it there.
But he got stopped, and then it led to a touchdown for the Niners.
that's just a better team. I mean, it's the Niners, just a better team. And those defensive linemen stepped up and made a play big time.
Yeah, absolutely. The only negative out of this game, Steve, other than, you know, I mentioned the Jordan Reed injury, is that the long snapper all of a sudden had issues. Kyle Nelson, he's a veteran. He's been with the Niners since 2014, and then all of a sudden he couldn't snap the ball.
Yeah, I forgot to look to see if they made a move. Hopefully they did.
Well, apparently they were having auditions, but I don't know how that's going.
That's not a good sign. I was hoping that maybe they said he was sick or something, but when that happens, you've totally lost your confidence. I mean, you're now, because Tina was asking me, she's like, have you ever seen this before? And I was like, yes, unfortunately, yes. Where a guy, you start to worry about making bad snaps and you can't get out of it. You completely lose your confidence.
I mean, I would liken it to, you know, the yips, whether it be in golf or even in baseball. If you're a catcher, throw them back to the pitcher.
Oh, my God. Tell me about it. I know all about that
one. Yeah, I know you were a catcher in college at UCLA. Did you have a problem with that?
Oh, my God. I had the worst problem you could ever imagine. So I know the problem. I know the issue. And that's what – I mean, as soon as I saw that, I was like, oh, this is not a good sign.
Because it starts to snowball on you, right, once you have one or two of them.
Totally snowballs on you. Yeah,
I could see that. Yep. Yeah, it's a mental process.
Yeah, that's. I hope that he can. I hope that he can come out of that, because that's rough.
It is. It's tough for a guy who's been around that long too, since 2014 with the Niners. So now you've got the Philadelphia Eagles coming up on Sunday Night Football, and this is actually considered to be an easier game than maybe you would have thought of earlier on, because the Eagles are 0-2-1. They just ended up in a tie with the Cincinnati Bengals. So yeah, They're a disappointing team right now.
Yeah, so disappointing that somebody hacked into the sound system and piped in the booze in Philadelphia. anyway, as long as Carson Wentz doesn't get hot, we'll be okay, I think.
Thanks, Steve. I appreciate your time today, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you, Joe.
That's former 49ers quarterback Steve Bono. Join us again next week. We'll talk about the 49ers Sunday night game against the Philadelphia Eagles. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to 49ers Extra on thesportsvirus.com.